The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Mystery. Risk. Romance. This is Harlequin's explosive engagement. Previously on Explosive Engagement.
The sun shone brightly, setting the white bricks of the church aglow. It was a great day for a wedding.
Getting emotional, big bro?
Birdseed. I got in my eye.
He squinted at a random glare and glanced toward the street where his younger brother Cooper's decorated SUV sat on the curb. Just married, across the back window, and tied strings of pop cans to the rear bumper. A car slowly passed it, and as it did, a barrel protruded out of the dark-tinted driver's window and pointed directly at Logan. The bullet barely missed him. Once he gathered his bearings, Logan knew what he had to do next.
What the hell are you doing here?
I think you know.
I have no idea.
Usually people appreciate what I do for them.
You expect us to appreciate you keeping our father in prison?
Let me kill him!
Not here, Garrick. Not here.
And you wonder why I think it's you behind the attempts on my life.
Attempts?
And there's your proof that it's not us. We wouldn't have to try more than once to kill you.
I own a security firm. I will not be easy to kill.
I'll talk to them. Make sure they're not behind the shootings.
It's too bad you have to have that conversation. That you have to show them you doubt them.
Then what do I do?
Mrs. Payne squeezed her hand.
Oh... You marry him.
What?
Oh, your brothers would never do anything to hurt you. So if they believe you're in love with Logan, they won't hurt him.
I nearly got shot.
What? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
It must have been Logan Payne.
No, Logan Payne is the one who got shot.
Why the hell do you keep showing up where you're not wanted?
I want him here.
Bracing herself for what she had to do, she drew in a deep breath. Then she rose up on tiptoe and pressed a kiss to his hard-looking lips. But they weren't hard. They were surprisingly pliant and sensual, and fuller than they looked in the tight line of disapproval into which they were usually drawn. Now she was the one who was stunned, because he kissed her back.
What the hell are you up to?
I'm saving your life. Logan Payne is my fiancé. We're getting married.
What the hell is going on?
Stacy Kaminsky was dead. To the world. She had fallen asleep in Logan's SUV on the way to his house. Only Cujo lifted his head from the console. Stacy didn't stir. Her upper body slumped over the seatbelt, and her hair had fallen over her face.
Good dog.
He slid one arm underneath her knees and the other behind her back and lifted her from the seat. Her face settled into the crook of his neck and shoulder. She murmured and sighed, her breath tickling his throat and causing his skin to heat, and other parts of his body tensed. How could this woman affect him like this? Even when he shifted her into his arms to shoulder open the door to his house, she didn't awaken. She deserved better than a couch after the hellish day she'd had, but he didn't have any guest rooms. The second bedroom of the two-bedroom ranch house held his home office, so he carried her to his bed, which was soft and warm with plaid flannel sheets and a comforter. When he laid her onto the mattress, she hooked her arm around his neck, pulling him down with her. Logan's arms tightened for a moment, holding her close. Then, he disposed of his tuxedo and his feelings as quickly as he could on his way to the shower.
Despite waking up thirsty, she was suddenly nearly drooling. Her skin heated and flushed with attraction. with need. She had never needed anyone like this before. She had wanted a man before, but she'd never needed one. Logan Payne was not just any good-looking man. He was the one who had kept her father from her when she needed him most. What had she been thinking? Stacy could have kicked herself for acting so impulsively as to take off her dress and pull on Logan's shirt.
You okay? You seem cold.
She wasn't cold. She was hot. So hot that she lifted trembling fingers to the collar of his shirt. But she hadn't done up that many buttons, so she didn't dare undo any more. Who was this man in his towel accusing her of being cold?
I'm fine.
You're lying to me again.
I haven't lied to you.
You haven't told me the truth. Same difference.
What haven't I told you?
If I knew, it wouldn't matter. But I can sense that you're holding something back.
More than he knew, and more than she would ever admit to. She would touch a bomb before she'd confess to her attraction to him.
You're paranoid.
It would be foolish to trust you, and I'm no fool. I know you're up to something. You're up to no good.
His arm outstretched as he hooked a finger inside the collar and pulled her closer.
Sorry, police officer.
Cute.
I get that a lot.
God, she was flirting with the man. She was actually flirting. She never flirted.
Your remark was cute. Not you.
He stepped close to her so that she felt the heat of his nearly naked body through the thin silk of his borrowed shirt.
You're not cute.
And she had begun to think that he wasn't as cruel as she'd always believed. But then he leaned down, his mouth nearly touching her ear.
You're beautiful.
She closed her eyes in pleasure as his compliment radiated throughout her. She wasn't used to compliments, nor was she used to someone's hands along the curve of her waist.
Now who's up to no good?
I'm just being honest. You might want to try it sometime.
Logan's hands lowered to her thigh. His thumb tickled her skin.
You're trying to flatter and disarm me.
He lifted her face so she could look him in the eyes. All that bare skin rattled her. She couldn't think. She could barely breathe. Her pulse raced and her heart beat frantically.
I'm not. Even when I hated you, I couldn't help but notice how beautiful you are.
You hated me?
You hated me too. Hell, you still hate me.
You saved my life. I can't hate you anymore.
You could, but it would make our marriage a little intense.
Panic squeezed her lungs, stealing her breath away. She couldn't really marry Logan Payne. She opened her mouth to tell him that, but she couldn't get the words out. His mouth covered hers, his lips pressing firmly. The friction was sensual and delicious. She gasped at the rush of desire pulsing through her veins, and he deepened the kiss, parting her lips with his tongue.
Are you all right? Stay down.
You stay down too. And Cujo.
He jumped up and reached for the weapon he'd left on the island counter. But then he had to grab for his towel. Didn't matter now. Even though he ran and threw open the door, he was too late to catch even a glimpse of the vehicle, let alone the shooter. They'd gotten away. Again. Like every attempt before.
Are they gone?
Yes. I should have known better. I shouldn't have brought you back here.
No, you shouldn't have.
And I damn well shouldn't have announced it in front of your brothers.
She vaulted to her feet and pressed her palms against his chest again.
You're wrong. You're so wrong.
He wanted to pick her up again and carry her to his bed, to ignore the damage and the continued threat to his life and hers. But he didn't want to just keep her safe. He wanted her.
It can't be my brothers.
If you really believed that, you wouldn't have gone along with my mother's crazy plan to marry me. You know they've been trying to kill me.
They are not the ones who've just shot up your house. They know I'm here. They would never risk hurting me. Not even to hurt you.
Maybe I'm not the only one they want to hurt. That bomb was planted in your apartment.
My brothers had nothing to do with that bomb. Your brother is the one who knows explosives. And so do you.
Cooper shared only a little of his IED knowledge with me. I disarmed it more with luck than anything else.
Nobody gets that lucky.
At least no one she'd ever known.
We did. Both of us. I was there with you.
Only because I threatened to tell your mother that you're not a gentleman.
She's been told worse things about me. I walked you to your door because I wanted to. And I certainly wouldn't have wanted to if I'd known there was a bomb sitting on your kitchen table.
She believed him. Maybe she was a fool, like her brothers probably thought, to trust him. But she did.
Maybe whoever shot at us just now is who set the bomb in your apartment.
So we agree that it's not Malik and Garrick. We can break our fake engagement.
I haven't agreed to anything. I think it's more likely that there are two different people trying to kill us than that we would actually share an enemy.
You still think my brothers are behind the attempts on your life?
And you're not entirely sure that I'm not right. So, we're still engaged.
Why? The attempts are still getting made on our lives.
The engagement gives us an excuse to keep each other alive.
Or wind up killing each other and saving who's ever after us the trouble.
Get in the bedroom.
How can you think about sex at a time like this?
He'd drawn his gun from his holster, his nearly naked body all tense and deadly, excluding the spark her remark had brought to his bright blue eyes.
You are going to kill me.
If you join me.
Take Cujo with you. Go inside and lock the door.
Cujo won't come with me.
I'm not going to take him outside with me. The old boy's already gotten shot once.
You've already gotten shot too.
The bullet barely grazed me.
Logan shrugged his wounded shoulder, but blood had saturated the bandage, staining it bright red.
Stay here with me and Cujo. Don't go out there.
Go into the bedroom and lock the door. And if I don't come back, there's a gun under the bed on the right side. Use it if you need to.
I don't know how.
Slide off the safety and shoot. Guard her.
Be careful.
Be careful. He forced thoughts of her kisses and her nearly naked body from his mind and focused on the vehicle idling in his driveway. Fortunately, he recognized the black Ford Explorer that was a twin to his.
You ever plan on wearing pants again?
Parker leaned against the side of his SUV. Logan glanced down at the towel he'd forgotten he wore. The terry cloth was dry now.
I understand why you might be distracted, though.
Logan glanced at his shot-up house.
Yeah.
I was talking about your fiancé. But I'm curious about this, too. That's why I came back when I heard the report of shots fired at your address on my police scanner. You should probably find some pants now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Good dog.
You gonna give him a treat if he bites us?
He probably is hungry. I haven't had a chance to feed him since we picked him up from the kennel.
Of course, he would be your dog.
Their top security expert, Candace Baker, had come along with him in their own vehicles.
My mom gave her the dog.
I need to talk to you.
You're not the only one.
The police are gonna want to talk to you both. I could take Stacy out. Damn, dog. Does he go after you like this?
Nope.
We're twins. You'd think that would fool him.
I'll go with you.
His brother was a notorious playboy. Parker never dated a woman for very long before he moved on to the next conquest. And there was always another conquest. Women were never able to resist Parker.
I'll go too. They're gonna want to talk to me too.
But Candace clutched at his arm, which elicited another growl from Cujo and a warning snarl. She didn't jerk back like Parker had, though, and Logan had to put his hand on the dog's head to settle him down.
It's okay. Why do you have to talk to me so badly? Kind of otherwise occupied.
With Stacy Kuzminski.
He glanced out the shattered window to where his twin stood close to Stacy, his arm actually around her shoulders as she spoke to the police officers.
She's my fiancée.
You're acting like this engagement is real.
Why would you think it isn't?
Oh, it's like when Cooper married Tanya the first time, as part of the job, just to protect you or her.
Cooper and Tanya are different.
Cooper and Tanya are in love.
I'm not talking to you about my love life.
He tugged free of her grasp.
Being with her is going to put you in danger.
The officers were done questioning Stacy now, but she loathed stepping back inside that house. For all the things that had nearly happened inside it. They had nearly been shot, and they had nearly made love. Stacy wasn't sure which would have wound up hurting her more.
How long has she been in love with him?
She left the police department to work for him.
Long time. She'd even tagged along to those last two parole hearings.
Yes. He doesn't know, though.
What would he do if he knew?
He would probably fire her, which is why none of us has pointed it out to him. She's a damn good bodyguard, and her firing would be a huge loss to Bane Protection.
Why would he fire her, then?
Because he would worry that she might lose her perspective. He's always adamant about never letting emotions interfere with an assignment. Seriously, Logan is a very unemotional guy. Keeps everything inside, never shows his thoughts or feelings.
Do you have a triplet? Because you haven't described the man I know.
You bring out another side of him. You bring out his emotions. That's probably why he's always...
hated me? Resented me?
I always thought it was just about your dad.
So had she.
But obviously it was more personal than that. Now I know why he stared at you all the time. He was attracted to you. That probably made him resent you even more. I'm glad he finally stopped fighting his feelings.
It's really not.
But before she could finish her confession, a strong arm slid around her shoulders, and Logan pulled her tight against his side.
It's really not what?
And with the Amazon bodyguard standing behind him, Stacy had no intention of doing anything but sliding her arm around his waist. She felt a twinge of regret that she'd replaced the towel with jeans and a cotton shirt.
Sweetheart, are the police done with their report?
It'll take the crime scene techs a while to finish processing.
And it's gonna take a contractor even longer to repair the damage. You're gonna need someplace else to stay.
Maybe the ATF is done with my place.
She would like to go home, alone. Logan's hand skimmed down her arm to her hip.
We can check into a hotel.
She shivered in anticipation of what they could do in that hotel. Bad things to each other. But mostly bad things for her.
A hotel won't take Cujo.
My place has a fenced yard. The dog would love it. Don't worry about me. I'll stay with Mom.
Parker hooked his arm around Candace's shoulders and led her toward their vehicles.
You sure you want to risk it? Mom's on a roll right now.
What is he risking?
As his brother had for the bodyguard, Logan opened the door for Stacy. She climbed into the passenger seat.
Do you think your mom will talk Parker into a fake engagement too?
I don't think even Mom could ever maneuver Parker to the altar.
We could have stayed with her.
And put her in the crossfire again? Of whoever's shooting at us?
No. Of course not. I would never want her getting hurt because of me. But you probably think that I have already hurt her.
She had been a fool to think there would ever be a future between them. He didn't think the worst of just her family. He thought it of her, too. He always had, and that hadn't changed. Only her feelings had begun to change.
I've been told that you've had your brothers kill for you.
They have killed for me. Is this it? This doesn't look like a place your brother would live.
He pulled up to the traditional two-story brick colonial.
He claims he won it in a poker game. You told me earlier that they killed for you before.
I didn't tell them to.
But they killed for you.
To protect me.
He tensed now.
Protect you? Someone tried to kill you before? Stacy.
When my father went to prison, we had to go live with my mother again and my stepfather.
Did he?
He was trying to. But my brothers broke down the bedroom door. They saved me. But our stepfather died.
Which one did it?
I don't know. I blacked out. And when I woke up, they were both hurt badly. And he was dead.
They never told you?
It doesn't matter which one of them did it. They both saved me. And they both went to jail for it.
But if they were both badly beaten, they shouldn't have been charged with anything. It was self-defense.
It should have been. But my mother testified otherwise.
She testified against her own children?
She said that I told them to do it. Because I was mad that he rejected my advances.
That must have been the twisted story that Candace had learned.
The jury convicted them of manslaughter. But the judge believed me over her and gave them light sentences. Malik went to juvenile detention and Garrick a minimum security prison for 6 months.
And what about you? Where did you go?
I wasn't charged with anything.
But where did you go? You couldn't have kept living with your mother.
No, she signed off her parental rights the day my stepfather died.
Were you still just 14, like you'd been during your father's trial?
She nodded.
So you went into the system.
That might have been better. Because my father asked him, Uncle Ivan, let me live with him. But his wife wasn't very gracious about it.
She doesn't seem like the motherly type.
No. But until I met your mother, I really had no idea what motherly is supposed to be. Your mother is great.
Yes. She is.
But she's wrong about us.
Remembering the taste and sensation of Stacy's lips beneath his, Logan's pulse quickened with awareness and attraction, and he wasn't so certain that his mother wasn't right about them.
Her plan isn't working. Since our engagement, we've nearly been blown up and shot. You really should just take me home. ATF must have cleared my place by now. The building isn't even that big.
Could the bomb have been meant for the landlord? Maybe someone mistook him for living above the store.
The landlord lives above the store.
You own the building.
Me and the bank. Given the property values in that neighborhood, I'm not sure which of us owns more, though.
And the jewelry store? A tenant?
No, it's mine. I design and sell my own jewelry.
So the bomb could only have been meant for you.
I don't know why. I have even fewer enemies than Cujo.
What about your mother? Any woman who would testify against her own children?
She wouldn't have waited 15 years to exact her revenge. And she moved on a long time ago and has been married twice since my stepfather died.
Her face flushed as if she was embarrassed over her mother's behavior. But she'd felt no shame over her father.
Now you know why I'm still single. You know all my secrets.
I doubt that.
He got out the driver's side and walked around the hood to open her door.
So we're staying here tonight?
The sun had dropped low in the sky, the last rays of it shimmering across the asphalt of Parker Street.
Do you want me to carry you inside again?
Part of him hoped she did. He liked carrying her. Liked the slight weight of her curvy body in his arms, her head on his shoulder.
No. It is getting kind of late to go back to my place.
And yours isn't the safest neighborhood in the daylight.
What's he doing?
Probably tracking a woman to Parker's bed.
I'm guessing there have been several.
And several have come back to wait for him.
there's a woman in his bed now?
Probably.
But Logan reached for his gun, as if concerned that it might be another kind of threat. He did his best to hide his own fear from her.
I'm, not the only one he's given his keys to. He usually gets them back, but, sometimes someone makes a copy.
And he should have changed the damn locks.
I'm sure it's nothing. Nobody knows we're staying here tonight. Stay here.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Get out of here!
He wasn't talking to some naked woman in Parker's bed. He was talking to her as she joined him inside the room. While the traditional-looking family home had been misleading about Parker's personality, the bedroom was not. The 4-poster, king-sized bed and its black satin sheets dominated the space. Logan was crouched down beside the dog, his attention divided between whatever was under there and her.
Get out of here!
Like the bomb on the kitchen table, this one was a tangle of wires and canisters and a clock with flashing numbers. There was time left on this one, though.
I can't believe this.
And I can't disarm this one.
But you did the other one.
This isn't like Cooper described. I don't dare touch this.
We have to leave.
You go. I'm gonna call the bomb squad.
Come with me.
Go.
The dog refused to leave Logan's side, and so did she.
You're only gonna distract me, and I need to pay attention to what the bomb squad is telling me. Get out of here, or all of us will die.
She didn't want any of them to die. Him, least of all.
Take my SUV and drive as far away as you can.
She didn't want to distract him, but she pressed her lips to his, kissing him deeply, kissing him as if it were the last time. Logan struggled to concentrate on the instructions coming through the telephone.
The minutes are ticking away on this thing, O'Doyle. I'm your only chance.
And that chance was getting slimmer by the second.
Okay. I need you to be completely focused on my instructions, Payne, or you're going to blow up yourself and take the neighborhood with you.
Okay. Tell me what to do.
Stacy's heart beat fast and furiously, and her hands trembled so badly that she dropped Logan's keys onto the curb beside the SUV. He wanted her to leave. He needed her to leave so that he could focus. Knowing that, she picked up the keys and used the fob to unlock the driver's door. Leaving the keys dangling from the ignition, she opened the driver's door to step back onto the curb. But before she could close the door behind herself, strong hands wrapped around her arms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.